If you've ever been to a Build-A-Bear, you might know it's awful. I worked there one summer, and I can tell you, it is a terrible place. When I first started working there, it was kind of fun. I got to help kids express themselves. I repaired old, well-loved stuffed animals. Mostly, I worked the stuffing machine, bringing to life what were before just the empty skins. To some of the younger kids, it seemed like magic. But there's something about manufactured happiness that can quickly turn sickening. The decor was all loud colors and smiles and cutesy bear paw prints. The music was some sort of bearified pop music mixed with bearified classics. A chorus of kids sang about Frank Sinatra's New York, "If a bear can make it there, a bear can make it anywhere." Singing from the staff was also required from time to time. I found respite in restocking days, where the shelves upon shelves of limp bearskins in a decidedly more utilitarian environment seemed dark and creepy. I was thankful for any break from cute. It felt icky to sell to kids, like corporate greed taking advantage of the world's least savvy customers. These bears were expensive, $30 or $40. Their clothes added up fast. I once saw a woman who supported herself by cleaning condominiums buy over $200 worth of bears and accessories for her two grandkids. I went home that night hating myself. My coworkers seemed to love the place, though. Most were middle-aged women who had been in retail their whole lives, and they got genuinely excited about the new stuffed SpongeBob SquarePants. I marveled at their capacity to be ceaselessly upbeat and fiercely loyal to the franchise. I guess it didn't seem icky to them. But when you stripped away all the sugary stuff, there were real moments. People bought bears to celebrate love and channel grief. A Cajun family on vacation from Baton Rouge laughed and cried while we dressed a monkey in memory of a granddaughter they had recently lost. I once stitched up a bear with a recording of a father's voicemail. It was the last voicemail he left before he was killed in a car crash. My coworkers guided the mom through the recording process with the calm, comforting sympathy of a therapist. My coworkers, too, dealt with their own hardships, drug-addicted siblings, adult children with developmental disabilities, sick family members. Somehow, they were able to set it all aside and go around work singing. I never came around to disliking Build-A-Bear any less, but I did come to appreciate that even in the most artificially, repulsively upbeat place I could imagine, life was messy and it refused to be sanitized.